This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning and welcome. It's a happy Hump Day Trump Day on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Your top story, India has launched missiles into Pakistan. It's an area that they kind of share, in a way, the Kashmir region, and they're always squabbling about, you know, who's in control, and it's an area that has represented bad feelings going way back, and they've had trouble there before, three serious skirmishes. So, the hope is, of course, they can work this out without lobbing nuclear missiles at each other, which both countries have a lot of. So we don't want that. No. If push comes to shove, the geopolitical thought is Pakistan would probably, be more partnered up with China and right. And India and us. We would the tendency would be, with that kind of a coalition, if you will. Hopefully it does not come to that. And I know that Secretary of State Marco Rubio is on top of it. And hopefully they're reaching out to the important people in those nations and hoping to get them to calm down. First thing you do when they pick up the phone, you go, just breathe. That's all I want you to do. I want you to just breathe. That's how the dialogue starts.
Really?
Right there.
Right.
Huh. I don't know. Sounds good.
Yeah, I like it.
Former FBI Special Agent Jonathan Gilliam told Fox News Digital, hey, wait a second, the Alcatraz idea that the president presented, I got a better one. San Clemente Island, primarily used by the U.S. Navy for several purposes, training to become a Navy SEAL is one of them. The island's only accessible by boat and air, rendering it hard to reach for most people. He said it's well-suited to host a prison similar to Alcatraz because of its size and distance from the California coast. It's about 80 miles from San Diego. And you know what I think of?
What's that?
Are you kidding me? Living on an island near San Diego?
Yeah.
The heck we're going to send prisoners there? It's nice.
Oh, I
the
see
weather's
what you're
perfect.
Huh.
Why would you send them to... It would be the Shangri-La of prisons. I know it would still be prison, but my goodness. Yeah, whereas Alcatraz, every morning it's cold and foggy and that cold ocean spray is in your face. Yeah.
I mean, if you've seen the movie
The
Rock,
cold.
You know. So,
And did I mention it's cold?
I think you did, yeah.
Yeah. But San Clemente Island? No, that sounds way
too nice.
Too nice.
Okay.
And by the way, what's with the islands and all that? We've got Supermax prisons that people don't escape from in the interior of the country.
True.
That's where you can build it cheap.
Yeah.
Right in the middle there, you got Nebraska, you got Iowa, you got other big square states out there. You got lots of land, a lot of green.
That's true. You got room.
Yeah. And if you need to build them, well, you got to build them because law and order, you've got to have law and order, especially these days. And there's, bad, nasty people in gangs, and I think there's bad, nasty people that may be plotting or acting against our nation at the same time. So we got to be vigilant. Clearwater, nice area to visit. Well, let's separate it. Clearwater Beach, nice area to visit.
Okay.
And it, just to the south, you go over one bridge, and you're in Sand Key. And when you drive through there, if you drive through there, you'd be like, wow, this is kind of nice. You know, there's condos there, and they're tall, but they're not stacked all up on top of each other, you know?
Right.
So it's still, you still have some natural beauty. Anyway, bottom line is, I guess in one of those nice condos that you think, I could live there, they evacuated it because they had some crumbling concrete. It was found in the parking garage. Clearwater police said they were called to the South Beach 3 condos on Gulf Boulevard around 3 o'clock in the afternoon Tuesday after construction workers renovating the bottom floor parking lot saw a crack in a concrete column.
Ooh.
No structure collapse was found when first responders arrived, but officials are concerned about the crack, which continues to grow, so they ordered the complete evacuation of the building. Clearwater Fire Division Chief Javon Graham said first responders took no chances in light of the deadly Surfside condo collapse in Miami area June of 21. Remember that, when it just pancaked down one story on top of another? He said this is obviously still in the back of everybody's mind. Within an hour and a half, 12-story building was completely evacuated, and technical rescue engineers were requested. The building was about 40% occupied when they evacuated the 60 people from the building. And around 9 p.m., the scene was turned over to the private contractor and engineer. The work to repair the crack and stabilize the condo building is expected to continue into Wednesday. One of the condo owners, like David Zussman, had to leave their belongings behind, and they were escorted out of the building. He and dozens others are displaced, at least overnight.
That's a scary thought.
He said, I'm just going to have to find a hotel and go from there. But yeah, the thought of it actually collapsing is very, very frightening, and I could understand them them taking great precautions.
Well, when you've seen it happen before,
yeah,
and you're like, okay, now they're saying mine could go, that's not good.
And I don't know what you have to do to, like, test the building or any, it's all the pilings or whatever you would call them. You know what I mean? I don't know how you see how stable they are. You got to drill down subterranean or something? I don't know.
That's why there's experts, we hope.
That's why you go to engineering school.
That's right.
That's why it's like 5 years instead of four.
Yeah.
That could be one of the reasons.
It's important.
Well, a lot of four-year degrees were had in five.
Well, you don't want to rush through
it. You just stuck with it.
You don't want to rush through it.
You were having too good of a time.
Yes.
I get it.
One more time.
All right. It is 7:13 on the Bob Rose Show, and coming up, we're going to have Congresswoman Kat Kamick. She's going to join us at approximately 8:05. And Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, he has said some things last night on Laura Ingraham's show on Fox News Channel. And he said, look, we don't need a total decoupling from China. They can have at the mass-produced clothes, sneaker-type products. We need to make sure that we take care of strategic industries. And I think he made a great point, and I believe that kind of commentary may have relaxed at least some of the fears that's causing some of the volatility in the market. As the overnight numbers are looking good, that the markets were turning around and in the green. Of course, that's the overnight stuff, but it's at least somewhat of a positive sign. He said, I think a lot of American businesses have pre-positioned a lot of inventory. The trade deficit actually jumped because so many people bought in advance, and the companies that I've talked to have done that. So we're going to stick to our guns. But again, the U.S. and China have shared interest. They are the deficit country. They sell us about four times more than we sell them. So it would be felt harder in China, but we don't want a complete decoupling. Now, that may come as welcome news to some, especially those of us who wait for tennis shoes to go on sale, right?
Yeah.
Police in Florida have arrested a Russian national for allegedly attempting to steal a luxury yacht.
Whoa.
And flee to the Bahamas.
Okay.
You know, if you have a 68-foot luxury yacht,
Yeah.
I'm just guessing. And I have no maritime expertise other than I own a small boat. Doesn't it have several different devices that could be used for tracking? I mean, they've got full radar setups on
and
these boats.
And it's a pretty good size, you know. They can see you, too.
68 foot.
That's a lot of boat.
You're going to hide.
Right.
That's probably how he got caught.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready? What's bugging you? Your turn. Call in now. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you? Call in. Air it out. Get it off your chest. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now for What's Bugging You on 97.3 The Sky.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Another day in paradise, my friends. 7:21 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You? Chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is that's irritating you. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, please. 877-975-9825. Greg.
Yes.
You were irritated by something.
Yeah, I was. And usually the delivery folks, you know, all of your typical companies that do your deliveries, which everything shows up from now, usually pretty good. And we've got a couple of front doors on our house, so you got a couple of options. As long as it's at one or the other, we don't care. That's a good deal. Get one the other day, and it's like, so we have a carport. That's where the Jeep is. They left the box basically at the edge of the driveway by the pillar and by the corner of my Jeep. They didn't even make it to the front door, which would be another 10 or 15 feet. I'm like,
and this would be exposed to people driving by. They could see, oh, somebody got a package.
Yeah, they wouldn't even have to be a porch pirate. They could just be a driveway pirate, you know? It's like, come on, you made it this far, you can do it.
Yeah, we have the same thing where they'll put it in different, sometimes different locations. Usually it's one of two. But yeah, it's usually kind of, you know, away from where it's easily recognizable, yes, maybe, or it's right at the front door.
Right. And of course, but a decent-sized box, and this was a little bigger than usual, right out there going, hey, somebody come take me. So just a little, it bugged me a little bit. Come on.
Yeah, they can.
You can do this.
You can do better.
Yeah.
All right. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Tom. What's bugging you?
When you guys brought up the Russian guy who stole a luxury yacht, it reminded me of that show Outer Banks that I was watching for a little bit with my kids, which was the stupidest show ever created, where a bunch of stoner kids from Outer Banks go, they steal luxury yachts, and they're stoned, smoking dope all the time. They're all underage. It was a horrible show. If you guys ever saw this, please comment on it. That show just bugs me.
I did watch a few episodes, and you very accurately, I think, described it. Yeah, mostly spoiled brats, but yeah.
Oh.
And anyway, but I guess it wasn't a good influence. You're right on that as well.
Huh.
Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Just same thing as Greg, except for I live out in the country. And so they would take pictures of we delivered your item. I said, that's not my fence. I have no idea where that is.
Huh.
And I finally went ahead and put the directions. If you do not see a gray box underneath my green address sign, you are in the wrong place.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if I get packages for somebody else, then we will go out of our way to try to drive it and give it to somebody. But mm-hmm. does anybody else try to give us our stuff? No.
and the people that are paid to deliver it?
Well,
not always.
Yeah.
I understand. It is a frustrating thing. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Tony, what's bugging you?
Good morning. So Elon Musk and the good people at Doge have exposed millions and probably trillions of dollars of government waste, but that's not going to do any change. The change is coming from Congress. Uh-huh. They have got to create a balanced budget. And would you please remind our esteemed congressperson, I know she's on the right side, but now it's in their hands. The ball is in their court. They have the power of the purse. They can eliminate wholesale departments, agencies, everything, NGOs, the freaking United Nations, all that needs to go. And if they don't do it, Bob, I'm afraid this thing may flip, because right now everybody's looking at the Republicans to do something, and only a few people are MAGA. So I'm really concerned about it. It balls in their court. It's time to play. Thanks, Bob.
You got it. All right. Let's go to Joe. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me is an Amazon driver destroying my automatic gate about 2 weeks ago. So I got an automatic gate. I got signs stating where to put the package outside. I got signs stating that it's an automatic gate, do not block or anything, yet the Amazon driver decided to be a good idea to pry my automatic gate open 3 feet to put the package in. I have it all on video. I've been fighting with Amazon. They don't want to do the right thing and replace my gate. Very frustrating.
Wow, when you have clear signage there's really no excuse.
Mm-mm.
Maybe they can't read English, and I'm not being facetious.
Could be.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, they've left packages in the rain for me in my particular case. But what's bugging me is regarding the Burger King advertising fraud. It's been going on for decades. It kind of bugs me because, you know, you see a half a sliver of tomato, a couple slivers of lettuce. And then it came to the point where I started saying, hey, okay, I'll buy the burger, but you guys have to make it look like that picture right there. And the woman looked at me and she said, no, sorry, we're not doing that.
Yeah, and you know if
wow.
you get too precise on what you want.
Uh-huh.
I
don't think you should. You got to be careful about irritating people who put your food together.
There you go. People have access to your food.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't know what could show up in there.
No.
And you may not want to know.
No, I don't.
You know, talk about the whole, packages and that kind of thing. A friend of mine who does a lot of mail order business and stuff has had the issue with checks disappearing. Now, it seems his other mail shows up just fine. But lately, like in the last 2 weeks, 3 checks, which he should have gotten,
ooh,
somehow didn't show up. And I've had the thing where they showed that a package was delivered. And they do track it. I mean, even the post office, it's, you know, GPS. They know where you're at and that kind of thing. But I don't know. It wasn't there. And they never – the whole insurance the other person paid? No.
You know what's bugging me?
What's that, Bob?
Golf.
Why does golf bug you?
Well, I went yesterday after the previous week.
Yeah.
Looking okay, you know, considering how infrequently I play.
Yeah.
You know, I hit a few good shots. I started out, I parred the first hole. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
And it went, I mean, downhill would be an understatement.
Was there a hand basket involved?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, I would drive off the tee. Normally I can, you know, at least get it somewhere.
Yeah.
And it was like diving into the dirt. And I tried to make adjustments, and I finally did on the last hole. And I parred that. But in between?
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of snowmen.
And you can't just count the first
and
the last.
A lot of snowmen.
Yeah.
Which is an eight.
Mm.
And only because that's all I give myself.
Wow.
Pretty ugly.
That's bad.
Pretty ugly. So I hate golf for right now. For right now. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And hey, heads up, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will join us at 8:05 right here on 97.3 The Sky.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It is 7:35. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Coming up in 30 minutes, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will join us. Hey, Joe Biden got a new gig. Yeah, Joe Biden.
Really? Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she landed a new job, and it's leading a California-based think tank's initiative aimed at improving women's health.
Okay.
From endometriosis to healthy aging, the White House Initiative on Women's Health Research made important investments in research and development while making it clear it'll take collaboration across industries to bring these innovations to scale. That's nice. Yeah, so Joe put a bunch of money into it, and now she can go to work for that.
Go to work.
Same think tank.
Yeah.
That worked out really well.
But you want to sit home all day and talk to Joe?
Not so much.
I rest my case.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I would pay money and go someplace else to not have to sit and talk to Joe.
Good point.
Yeah.
The Teamsters labor union. I mean, who would have thought the Teamsters more than once have come out and loved on Trump?
Wow.
Yeah. A Republican. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
I mean, it does show that he truly is, you know, the president of the working people.
Yes.
And the Democrats have totally shunned the working class. You know, let jobs go overseas, you know, usurping, you know, parents' rights and, you know, trying to crazy, kooky sex ed our kids into some kind of...
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Teamsters labor union. Overjoyed at President Trump's move to impose tariffs on films produced overseas. Applauding it Monday as a strong step toward reining in the studio's un-American addiction to outscoring our members' work. In a joint statement, International Brotherhood of Teamsters General President Sean O'Brien and Motion Picture Division Leader Lindsay Dougherty said that the Trump initiative is a strong step toward finally reining in the studios that have been outsourcing our members' work. The public declaration of support from the historically pro-Democrat union came barely 24 hours after Trump took a pro-labor step and said he wanted to apply 100% tariff on any and all movies coming into our country that are produced in foreign lands.
Hmm.
Yeah. So he said, for years, Hollywood studios have hollowed out an industry by following corporate America's crooked playbook of outsourcing good union jobs. Studios chase cheap production costs overseas while gutting the American workforce that built the film and TV industry. These gigantic corporations line their pockets by recklessly cutting corners, abandoning American crews, exploiting tax holes abroad while these companies get rich, fleeing to other countries, and gaming our system. Our members have gotten screwed over. The Teamsters Union has been sounding the alarm for years. If studios want to benefit from the American box offices, they must invest in American workers. So we thank President Trump for boldly supporting good union jobs when others have turned their heads.
Wow.
So another strong, another strong statement.
Yeah, nice.
Go Trump, go. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney complimented President Donald Trump as a transformational president. They had the visit, you know, this was yesterday.
Yeah.
And I have to say, at times, seemed a little awkward. Maybe more awkward for people watching than for the actual participants. They seemed very professional.
Yeah.
But, wow. And it felt like Trump was kind of digging in a little bit. He had to bring up that 51st state thing. And I know he gets a reaction out of it, but I mean,
sure,
right there.
Oh, yeah. If you got to do it, right?
Well, the guy is, I mean, the guy is a lefty, and his background is a lefty, but, you know, he won. And look, and he came and he met with Trump.
Which is a good sign.
Yeah, and he had the reporters there. And
he was complimentary of Trump on several occasions.
He was. He said, you're a transformational president focused on the economy with a relentless focus on the American worker, securing your borders, ending the scourge of fentanyl and other opioids, and securing the world. Carney added that Canadians were focused on similar issues during their election. And I've been elected. With the help of my colleagues here, I'm going to spread the credit to transform Canada with a similar focus on the economy, securing our borders, again, fentanyl, etc. And he also expressed optimism about future opportunities where Canada and the U.S. can work collaboratively, while also indirectly acknowledging issues the nations have. Trump placed tariffs on Canada shortly after taking office, which were amended multiple times, including after then Prime Minister Justin Trudeau retaliated. The history of Canada and the U.S. is we're stronger when we work together, and there's many opportunities to work together. And I look forward to, you know, addressing some of those issues that we have, but also finding those areas of mutual cooperation so we can go forward. And Trump was congratulatory to him. I want to congratulate you. It was a great election, Trump said. We were watching it with interest. I think Canada chose a very talented person, a very good person, because we spoke before the election quite a few times. And it's an honor to have you here at the White House in the Oval Office. I would say that from Breitbart was about as glowing as a reporter as you could get.
He's playing nice there, in that part.
Yeah, well, definitely, and not pointing out the 51st state thing, and the Canadian Prime Minister said, yeah, that's never going to happen. And Trump's like, well, never say never. I mean, people have told me, oh, never, you know, I can't, you're not going to be able to buy that building. And, well, yeah, you know,
but
I did.
But the PM said some things aren't for sale.
Oh, so, you know, never say never. I am, you know, Donald J. Trump. I mean,
he's bought a lot of stuff.
I think the biggest fear is that he would change the name to Trump instead of Canada.
Mm.
Just, you know, put the big Trump
some derivative
placard on there, you know?
Gold letters.
That or kind of Trump thing. Land.
Yeah.
Trumpville.
Trumpville.
Could be.
Hmm. Trumped.
Trumped.
Because he trumped the Canadians.
Yeah. That could be.
Yeah.
Hey, let's check in with our friends at CNN. See what the old lefty weirdos are up to. Because, well, nobody watches anymore, so we have to base this on reports.
Yeah, but they have a captive audience at airports.
Yes, they do.
They don't have a choice.
And they have the overseas market, too, the European market. They do. All right, let's see. There was a new Ipsos poll, and Americans viewing President Donald Trump's efforts to address crime significantly better than former President Joe Biden.
You know what surprised me about this? I think there was a time they would have not even done that news story. Even if it were true, they just wouldn't tell you.
I wonder why they bothered to do the story. And here's my thinking on that.
Okay.
To everybody that voted for Trump, they're like, duh, really?
Yeah.
In other words, but to them at CNN, the insiders, there might actually be kind of a shock. Well, we never thought of it that way.
Like, I mean, really is news.
To them, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, if they really are really, drinking the Kool-Aid and believing their own baloney. Hmm. I mean, it's possible, but this speaks to one of Trump's best issues, right? One of the guests on CNN said, the idea of Alcatraz, you think law and order, you think Donald Trump. I mean, look here, all right, net approval rating, handling crime. What do we have here? We have a positive rating for Donald Trump, even in the most recent polling. Look at that. At plus 2 points, far better than Joe Biden, who was so far underwater. My goodness, he was setting records at negative 26 points. Wow. You rarely ever see that. This CNN commentator, he's been, if it's the same one I'm thinking of, this Harry Enten, he's just showing what the poll shows. He's just explaining it.
Right.
And the people at CNN, I wonder, unless they are maybe trying to make some slight changes in their programming. Is it possible they could be attempting to move somewhat toward the center? So the CNN commentator said, so Donald Trump ran in part on law and order. It was one of the reasons that he got elected. And this particular point, Americans like what they're hearing from him on the issue of crime. And you see this right here with a plus 2 net approval rating, far better than Joe Biden left the office with back in 2024. I wonder, is CNN coming around? Have they seen the light?
Were they desperate for attention?
Or was there a financial epiphany
that
possibly took place?
Now that'll do it.
Yeah. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show is available on podcast, wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Like the upcoming interview with Congresswoman Kat Kamick. That's at 8:05 right here on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:51. It shouldn't come as a surprise. One of the cities that was so anti-cop was Minneapolis. Remember that? They started the whole defund the police thing. Well, guess what? I mean, it's come back to haunt them. You reap what you sow, right? A string of shootings in Minneapolis last week left 6 victims dead, 5 others injured in just 24 hours, highlighting the results of years of anti-police rhetoric and failed leadership. 2022 Minnesota Attorney General Republican nominee Jim Schultz was talking to Fox News, and Minneapolis authorities on Thursday announced the arrest of James Ortley, alleged 34-year-old gang member in connection with a mass shooting. The April 29th incident was the first of 6 shootings in 24 hours. Minneapolis, sadly, experiencing the tragic consequences of years of this kind of anti-cop rhetoric. And this is just one example in one city. But years later, according to the the AG there, police staffing is still down. We still have half the police officers that we need. Morale is shattered. Criminals feel emboldened because it's all originating out of the defund the police movement. The county prosecutor in Minneapolis, Mary Ordy, is a hard left prosecutor who has embraced every policy imaginable to undermine public safety. That's just one example.
Well, they kind of asked for it, didn't they?
Well, they sure did.
So,
moving on. Secretary of State Marco Rubio responded to reports India had conducted missile strikes on Pakistan. That is true. Weeks after a terrorist attack was carried out in Kashmir, Rubio explained he's monitoring the situation. And this is a very serious situation. These are two large nuclear powers. They have their skirmishes over this Kashmir mountainous region. They've had border problems there since the countries were separated in 1947. you know, India, and part of it, you know, turned into Pakistan. So I know they're working, you know, diligently behind the scenes to try to keep this from ratcheting up, because that would not be good. So no. And that is one of your top stories. So we'll continue to monitor that. Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem going to face down angry Democrats at a hearing on the agency's budget. And this is House Appropriations Subcommittee on Homeland Security. Seven Republicans and four Democrats will spar over U.S. immigration policy. Noem is going to describe spending plans, and Democrats will probably argue that President Donald Trump's pro-American policies are not supported by prior years' budgets. Really? Now they're concerned about budgets after running up the kind of debt and deficits they have? Really?
That new Green Deal, just a big cash cow for a lot of favorites?
Yeah, that was the only green thing about it.
Yeah.
It was our green flying out the window. I mentioned Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Apparently, he has ordered the Department of State to close the Office of Palestinian Affairs and merge it with the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. Tammy Bruce, a spokesperson for the Department of State, confirmed during a hearing that the U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, would be taking the steps necessary to implement the merger over the coming weeks. This decision will restore the first Trump term framework of a unified U.S. diplomatic mission in Israel's capital that reports to the U.S. ambassador to Israel. Ambassador Mike Huckabee will take steps necessary to implement the merger over the coming weeks. And Bruce added that the move to close the Palestinian Affairs Office was very similar to what's happening here with the bureaus, and explained that it's making sure that issues that are important are all working together and not segmented. I think a lot of it has to do with oversight. You know, we know a lot of aid that maybe was earmarked for, you know, Palestinian help, you know, food, medicine, and things like that may have not actually gone to those things. Wow. Yeah. Hey, you don't want to go anywhere, because coming up next, we're going to connect with our friend Congresswoman Kat Kamick next. We'll ask her, can they, you know, is a Republican budget going to get pushed through? And all the other issues facing us, like India and Pakistan, all that and more on the way on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local, 97.3 The Sky.